for bringing the drop off. So, recap from last time. You as a group were summoned to the office of Peritus Dolo. You were given a mission. You then went and had a meeting with Keviana Moonlash, who is the head of acquisitions for the subterranean levels. She gave you a batch of documents, which you took to Waterdeep and handed over to Captain Brackenstone's office. You then started to make your way from Waterdeep to the crypt, towards the crypt of the Six. You finished your last session making camp in a clearing in a forest not far from the main road. So, it is a beautiful morning. The sun is streaming through the trees. Dappled sunlight washes over you as you wake up in the mornings. What do you guys do?
Is there a river nearby?
There's a small stream about sort of 10 metres from the clearing.
Jaren is there paddling already. He is sad that he can't swim.
Poor boy.
Yeah, Judy will go and jump in nude. Just to freshen up.
You're just belly flopping in this small stream and just like...
hunker down like Bear Grylls. When he's like getting clean in a river and just Judy washes herself.
Okay.
Like behind a rock or something.
Judy's being a clean bean.
Clean bean.
Saffron's like...
Cleanliness is next to unicornness.
Cleanliness is next to unholiness.
Celestial warlock.
How many days away from the Crypt of the Six are we?
So you've got 2 days travel left. It's about 3 days from Waterdeep to the crypt. Are you guys carrying on down the wee path, or
there were some guys tailing us? I think I would. Oh, I'm gonna turn to Minty. Maybe I forgot your name briefly. So sorry.
So rude.
Do you want to maybe quickly do a real sneaky sneak check and just make sure that no one's following us and no one's like made camp super close to us? Because
yes.
Those are those suspicious folks who are tailing us.
Finally. A good idea from Lucy.
Okay.
Okay, great. I put some clothes back on.
Were you nude while you were asking this? You're just like peeking behind a rock. Hey, Minty.
I had my skirt on, but tits out.
Minty was just in a tree while you were all doing this. Like,
fucking idiot.
Just Jared splashing around.
He's looking forlornly at the rocks. Like, I want to swim. Deep enough.
Oh, I thought you meant that you just couldn't swim.
Oh, no.
It's pretty shit underwater sea health.
Yeah. Well, I thought it's something like they could move underwater like they're on land or something, so they couldn't swim like...
He's on just stride.
I misconstrued.
We've got Aqualad over here.
So, yeah.
We're on Aqualad.
I also distribute good little bars.
I actually didn't realize as well, I get shape water as a racial thing, which I didn't realize.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, so you guys are gonna do like a patrol around just to see if there's anything nearby. I'm gonna make you guys roll a perception check. No, roll an investigation check.
Everybody or just one?
Just those two because they're just getting about.
Is that int or it doesn't matter? Five.
Five.
And then you add them.
17.
Okay, so...
6 to investigation,
yeah.
What?
Duty,
are you a rogue? Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Duty is sort of meandering aimlessly around, gets distracted by some of the pretty birds.
Are the
tits
still out?
No, Duty's got dress.
Duty's distracted by some of the pretty birds that are flying around, and... finds that their clothes are kind of sticking to their semi-wet bodies, so they're just sort of like trying to peel their clothes away from their skin. Minty, you see that there's not been a camp made, but about 5 meters from the edge of the clearing, you see that there have been people and they've sat and they've sort of milled around for a little bit. You see two or three sets of footprints, but there's no sign of anyone still being there, and the trail leads back to the way you guys came from.
Okay. What do you guys want to do next?
Breakfast?
I'm going to retcon that while you guys were, like, doing stuff, I'm making breakfast.
You're cooking up.
Give me a perception check, Saffron.
Six.
Six. Everything's fine. Everything's normal.
Okay. So normal.
So I'm scooping up some fresh water into our canteens and whatnot.
Cool. So you're prepping. So you're prepping for the day's journey. Stocking up on like water and stuff, having some food. And once you guys set off, you guys are, you know, about a couple of hours into the day, you've had no hitches, it's still a lovely day, you've been able to enjoy the walk, it's been very pleasant. You come upon a clearing, sort of not in the distance, but like a fair way away, and you hear a bit of a ruckus. There's a sound of sort of like some big, hefty, deep grunts and some wild shrieks. It's not really something you need to roll perception for because it's kind of just off the main path, just like your own bedding lodgings for last night were. What do you guys do?
I nudge DTMO.
You nudge yourself, like, oh, God.
Yeah, I nudge myself to remind myself to nudge Minty. So many tiefling names end in the E sound.
I have been nudged. What should we do? Should we go look?
You should go look. You're the sneaky one.
I'm not sneaky.
Okay, I'll come just for you.
I'm lonely. Everybody come with.
Okay, I'll come with you.
I'm gonna roll. I'm gonna try and sneak up on it. I'm gonna.
You're
try
not very sneaky. That's not a good idea.
17.
Okay.
That's gonna be plus dex plus proficiency for you, I think.
Plus dex.
You should have a
17.
You should have a stealth.
Where's 02? 19.
19.
Just stealth.
It's plus dex plus proficiency.
What?
17 plus 19
plus proficiency. 21. 21
and
17.
So you guys, so you're sneaking up to the edge of the clearing?
Yeah.
You're peeping through the leaves.
You're peeping. Okay, so you see in this kind of like a ramshackle camp, there's what could possibly be described as tents surrounding quite a big fire pit, which is sort of smoking and smouldering from what appears to have been quite the fire last night. And these tents are kind of like drooping, they're not very well put up. And around the camp, you see a mixture of humans, Goliaths, and gnomes.
What? Oh my!
They're all in a mix of sort of different coloured, old school kilt style clothing. They've got sort of like tartan patterns. The Goliaths have lots of blue tribal paint all over their shoulders and chests. A lot of them seem to be pretty hungover. They're kind of like. The ruckus you hear from two Goliaths who are still going from the night before fighting over the last bottle of whatever it was that they were drinking. The gnomes seem to be sort of a bit more chipper, sort of skipping around the place, gathering some bits of wood to try and make like a fire. And the humans are just dying. Humans are just dying on their own again.
Was it Burns night
yesterday?
So, because you're both from the Iron Realms, you'll recognize these as some of the Outlander tribes people.
Okay.
From aspects of sort of like the highlands of the Iron Realms.
So just like, are the Outlanders just like normal people, or are they like marauders?
You know them as sort of like normal people. They live on the fringes of society. They're not necessarily, they've not necessarily always been accepted as part of the Iron Realms like caste society.
Oh.
But they're not necessarily from when you lived at, when, from when you lived there. They weren't evil beings. They were just kind of like nomads. They'd go sort of roaming around the highlands and just live from place to place.
Idyllic. Okay.
They're armed with a mixture of like broad swords, like leather tarred shields and things like that. You see a couple of pretty beat up muskets lying around the place. They don't take good care of these things. What do you guys do?
Go say hi.
Okay, we just stand up in the bushes.
Make ourselves known.
Dab.
Where the fuck do you guys come from?
The bushes.
I can see that.
Hey, sorry, we made camp just a little ways, but we heard the ruckus of those two gentlemen fighting over the last bottle of moonshine.
Oh, they two fannies. Oh. We tried to get them to stop, but there's no stopping them once they start. The one who's speaking to you, he seems to be like kind of the leader figure.
Is this a human?
This is a Goliath.
Oh, so he's like 7-8 foot tall.
He's like 8 foot tall. He's got like this spiral like woad design. Ooh. on it going from his shoulder. He's got a shaved head and like a ginormous black beard. But like half of his face is blue, and he's wearing like a dark green and sort of purple dyed kilt.
Okay, cool.
It's like an over the shoulder kind of thing.
So, you guys from the Iron Realm?
Aye, that's right.
Are we speaking Common or Infernal now?
I would say Common.
Common?
I'd say Common. Because there's humans there who wouldn't necessarily know Infernal. And gnome boys, too.
And gnome boys. That's cool. So, what brings you here? Are you guys traveling, or have you been set up here for a while?
We're just foraging far afield, trailing some goods trains, shall we say, that were coming from the Iron Kingdom, from the Fringes, and we were in tow of a merchant train.
Ah, so dour looking folk these merchants these days. But which way were you coming from? Because we're heading that way, and I point in the way we're heading.
Aye, that would be about right. We were heading about that way, yeah. As well.
Oh, kite. Maybe see you on the trail then.
You see some of the more conscious people sort of looking a bit puzzled at your request, and well, maybe a bit mistrustful. And the chieftain, he says, "Aye, well, we've got a very specific mission, and we tend to travel alone."
No, that's fair.
Great, okay, no boss.
No, I get it. I just meant, you know, maybe happenstance might run into each other at some point again. Didn't mean anything.
By chance, what brings you this way?
Bird watching.
Call me a deception.
Oh.
19. Well, there's some pretty stunning ornithological examples in this vicinity. Though I would say if you were to look at the finest examples, you're probably best going a different way. You can kind of tell that he's trying to put you off going the same direction as them.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. You know, well, we're in no rush, so that doesn't bother us if we need to head in a different direction.
Well, how about this? If you head on before us, we'll let you go. Some of these Luddites are still hungover / drinking from last night, so we'll be a wee while before we're mobile.
Okay. Looks. I dab and scamper off into the bushes.
What? He shouts out to you, "What are your names, by the way?"
Duty.
Minty.
Right, okay. You guys look like Main Society Iron Kingdomers, so we'll
We'll see a friendly iron farewell. My name is Glunt.
Glunt.
A pleasure to make your acquaintance, Glunt.
Glad you weren't too blunt with us, Glunt.
So, yes. You guys skip away. And roll me a perception check, the two of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's...
No, that's going to be a big seven.
What's perception? Perception.
Perception's int, right?
Nine.
Nine. You get a nine. You see... You
no.
See, okay, you
perception
see...
Perception is wisdom.
Oh, that's the same.
You see Glunt going over to some of his... some of his subordinates. And you see he's conferring, and you can tell it's about you, but you don't really notice. There's some hand gestures, you motions to, like, portions here and there. But they do cast a sly glance after you.
We should go. We should beat cheeks.
Okay, so you guys rejoin the group. What were you guys doing while these guys were sneaking off?
I was doing yoga.
You're doing yoga?
I was doing yoga and, like, saying my prayers to Bastet.
Can you roll me a perception check?
Fourteen.
So, you notice when you're doing yoga, you're coming out of the child position to go into the cobra.
Mm-hmm.
Do
you do happy cat, angry cat?
And
full with like
straight and following on from the cobra, you go into a haggao stance.
Advanced tree position.
And
how do you say it?
Yeah.
I had no idea. Okay.
And as you're looking up, you see there is a wildcat in the tree above you. And it has these beautiful mottled tones. Mm-hmm. It's got... The base of its hairs are like a fiery orangey yellow. And then the tips of its hairs are dark, so it gives this sort of like... This mottled colour. And it's got bright yellow eyes.
I'm going to
just
like
spying on you from the tree.
Like I'm going to like go onto my knees and like give it like the prayer symbol so that it knows I acknowledge that it is there.
As you do this, it hisses and bounds away.
I'm going to like just like full on go into like meditation, and Saffron is going to be in that position. Like, where I'm just, like, meditating and thinking about my actions and what would make a messenger of Bastet hiss at me in such a manner.
Okay.
So that's what I'm doing when you guys come back.
What's Jan doing?
Trying to imitate the yoga and not doing it very well. So it feels like it should be conducive to his athletic ability, but he's never done yoga before.
I'm straight up ignoring you the entire time.
I've done my best, but I was very confused by the tongue thing.
He's done water yoga before, which is kind of like synchronized swimming.
So we're being on land and doing this.
Gravity really interferes.
Yeah. Okay, so once you guys get back, what do you do? Once you rejoin the others, what do you say? What do you do?
What do you guys get up to? Well, hey, Jaren, your pants got tighter again.
They shrunk in the water, I guess.
I don't know why I took the pants off.
Look, you can see everything.
Badly this morning.
There's a Minty swapping pants with his old one. No,
so, just to wreck on this, can you roll a slight pant check?
Just a retroactive continuity then.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Yeah, roll me a d20.
21!
Hey! So while Jaren was like prancing in the stream in his underwear, Minty like swapped his trousers out. Okay, so that's probably why you're struggling so much with the yoga.
Yeah, that tracks.
So I roll to see if it's air.
Let's do it.
What's that?
Yeah, roll like a third person constitution.
What constitution that?
Yeah, roll a constitution.
Constitution for your trousers.
Six.
they rip gooch.
Jesus, put a towel around that.
Hope that doesn't affect your AC.
Struggling to get out of gnome voice, so like keep on going in the tap.
I say, guys, I really think we should be getting a move on. We ran into a band of more of outlanders. They're from the same country me and Minty are. I'm very suspicious why they would be here, but we weren't getting a lot out of them. We told them we are bird watching, and he bought it. So they're not too suspicious of us, but they misconstrued something I said and thought I wanted to tag along with them, and that they didn't like at all. And they know our names thanks to Minty.
I panicked, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Great going,
let's not do that next time.
I agreed that we would head a different way to them, but they also said they would give us a head start because they were still hungover. So I reckon we try and sneakily carry on the way we are going, maybe keep off the track.
That sounds good. Let's proceed.
If we go off the track, is it going to make us be slower? Because we really need to get there soon.
Not far.
How does everyone feel about jogging?
That's what I was thinking.
Okay. I'm not going to make it too difficult for you guys. I mean, the forest is like your typical sort of English countryside forest, so none of the terrain is particularly awful.
Okay.
So it's kind of like the Shire, not...
Yeah, I would say this is sort of Shire territory, not Fangorn.
Okay.
So like,
tight.
Let's proceed. Let's
like James trousers.
Yes.
Can I get the piggyback?
Eventually.
I don't run.
You do now, dear.
You do today. It's a good
time
to start.
Didi does some squats and then heads up the path.
Cool.
Just warming up.
Okay. So
is Saffron still like really fast?
No, Saffron's tiny.
Okay, right. I was gonna say.
My speed is 25. You're
you see
speed
this
30.
Like this hobbit, you're like, can I get a piggyback? It's me who is the tired
you?
One.
Excuse you.
Second tallest person in the party.
Shut up.
Just got this image of like a halfling trying to give a tiefling his piggyback.
Feet trailing behind. That'll definitely impair our progress.
Yeah, but anyway, we joke about this as we're walking.
Yeah. So are you guys just keeping the path in sight? Following the line?
Yeah, so close enough that if we hear something coming, that we can kind of, like, just hunker down.
Yeah, okay.
Say hunker down apart from when playing D&D, because it's the best.
I think I do, but I'm not sure.
So,
I think only on hikes, maybe.
As you're walking, you've taken a veer off the trail, but you're keeping it in sight. You walk past the camp, You can see the scene. There's one or two more sort of bodies awake, and they're all kind of staggering around. You see one guy spewing in the back of his tent.
Oh, there's a whole chicken in there. Goliath's crazy.
You see Glunt holding sort of like a verbal conference with some of the more senior looking members, and he's looking quite concerned. Glancing back over his shoulder in the direction which you two skipped off.
Okay.
I
say, like, that's Glunt, he's the leader.
I'm trying to think of a pun, but I couldn't think of one.
I thought one
of it was all of you, as you're walking past and watching the scene, roll a perception check.
Seven.
Yeah, 15.
15, yeah. So, Jaren and Minty, you see, while Glunt is speaking quite hurriedly and concerningly to his lieutenant, he's pointing back over his shoulder to where you guys skipped off, and then he makes this sign here. To where your badges are.
Oh. We took off our... We aren't wearing our things.
We took off our cloaks.
Or you're not. Okay,
no.
That's fine then. That's fine. Okay.
We tip our hair.
I was thinking to myself, like, God, it's a good job we weren't wearing a train.
Yeah, I know.
I forgot that. Sorry, that's my bad.
Okay,
sorry.
So you see, there's nothing happening.
So he's just doing it because he loves the person he's talking
yeah,
to.
Yeah, he's taking a heart sign. He's taking a heart sign.
Those silly horn dudes.
Those horny dudes.
Forget that. I'm a funny. I'd forgotten that. he's motioning quite concernedly. He's looking a bit frowny. So you guys carry on.
I thought you whistled as that happened. It was just the birds like chirping
just,
over
just
you.
Just the birds chirping away. So you're walking along again. Nothing really happens. I'm going to say over the next couple of days worth of journey, nothing really happens, so we're not going to go into too much detail over it.
On the rogue again.
Yeah.
I have to be on the rogue again.
Hey.
Classic.
So.
We just don't.
I bet you're so glad you made that part of the legitimate canon of the story.
I feel like Saffron and I are walking about 6 feet ahead just so we don't have to watch this.
Poor Saffron is
like... So, come sort of like mid-afternoon of the second day after you guys wake up, you arrive at the entrance to an industrial-sized camp. Flying over the on like flags. It's like a palisaded camp, and flying on their towers are the flags of the trading company that you work for. So you arrive there, and there is a squad. There's a full on squad of guards, at the camp entrance. And as you walk up, they stop you a halfling guard marches up to you and says, "Halt!
Hi.
Who goes there?"
At this point, I take out my cloak and I gesture for you guys to do the same, and we pull out our passport.
Yeah, passes as well.
It's like, "We were sent here on official business from
Mrs. Moonlash."
He goes around and inspects your passport each, and he says,
"Trainees, excellent. Right.
Oh.
If you make your way in and go to the mage site office, you'll find it in the centre of the camp and report to your contact. He is Sostrit Golto."
Yes. Yes, I wrote down that name.
Gold, he's a halfling.
Okay. Can I just point out, I wrote all these names before I started listening to Nadpod.
No, it did not cross my mind.
So, yeah. You guys make your way in.
I just really quickly point out that Lexi has a tan line of her sandal strap on her foot?
Choco tan! Happy summer, bitches!
Sorry, as you were saying, DM.
Yeah, you find it really weird that Saffron has tan lines on their feet because halflings don't wear shoes. So you're walking through. You see this camp, and it is a hive of activity. There are a mix of dig personnel. There are cartographers. There are scientists in big sort of pavilion tents. Looking over plans and maps, you see some geomancers are in their own tent, and they've got like this big 3D model, and it's kind of like this sort of termite mound model, and from this you understand that it is a model of the caverns and dig tunnels that they've made. The main office is this makeshift wooden cabin, and either side of the door, there are two guards. Show your passports and tell them what you're here for. And they say, "Sostrick is inside. He'll see you in just a ticket. Go and take a seat, and he'll be right here for you."
Thank
Thank you very much. So you guys sit down, and this is not a plush office. There's literally shit everywhere. There's papers strewn all over the...
Now you say literally shit.
Literally shit.
Wow, they need to clean up in here.
You'd think they'd have an outhouse.
But
should be step one, sure.
Like, of course, Ostrich has a good work ethic, but this is insane.
Oh, I'll just... You know what? I'll just shit myself whilst I finish this form.
Efficiency, am I right?
So,
should bring your shit to work.
Efficiency, is that what you said?
Wow. So, as you're sitting down, it only takes a couple of minutes, and the door slams open, and this big red-headed dwarf comes scurrying through. And he's in armor, and he's wearing a cloak, and he's got a belt full of sort of like small picks, and he's carrying with him like this giant mattock.
Oh.
He says, "Oh bloody hell, I've been waiting for ages for you lot."
Oh my god. Well,
hello. He's like, "Oh, thank god you're here. I'm so short-handed." I'm guessing you lot have come from Keviana.
That's us.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. So, basically, we've got a shipment that we need escorted to one of our buyers. And I'm not going to lie to you, it's all a bit chaotic around here.
I just need to ask you, are you aware of the band of Iron Realm Highlanders who are hijacking freight trains hiding out in this locale?
I've heard nothing about that, but that's another thing on the list. Bloody hell.
Yikes.
Righty-ho. But before you do that, I've got a cavern in the crypt. It's given some of our lads a bit of a bother. We've not got many troops, most of our lot are diggers, and they're not good fighters. So you all look like you can semi-handle yourselves. You seem pretty kitted out with some good weaponry.
Wait, you brought us here so that we could escort some inventory, which I'm supposed to take very strict. I have strict orders from Keviana Moonlash to take inventory of everything and escort it back, and you're sending us into a cavern. Have people died in this cavern?
Not yet, no.
Not with that touch.
No, it's just that there's a couple of scurriers in there that are causing it. And our diggers are soft boys, you know, they're not trained fighters or anything.
A couple of what?
Soft boys.
No, so before scurriers.
We've got there's something down there. We don't quite know what it is, but honestly, we're desperate. I'm telling you,
Zostrich, sir, consider it dealt with.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant! You're a man after my own heart.
I just like turn and glare at you. I'm like looking up. I'm like,
if you follow me, I will show you the way.
Oh, guys, do you need We're all full of spell slots and dripping HP.
Ice-keep. Okay.
I can see the health literally dripping off you. You're such summer children.
They're not used to running.
You can tell this guy drinks far too much, and it's probably because he's so stressed out. He's got a big shiny nose, and you can see like literally every single capillary in his cheek.
It's like eating an apple, stressing an apple's cake right now.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea of what is down there? Like, is it an animal?
Is it a
beast? Is it friend? Is it feed?
Animal, mineral, or vegetable? I don't bloody know. No one's been brave enough to go down there. To be honest, I'm just a site manager. I'm not a brave chap.
Oh, okay. Quickly, before we go, is it lit down there or is it dark?
There's minimal lighting, I will be honest with you.
Enough that you could say if it were to infer disadvantage on someone. Would someone who can't see in the dark be at a disadvantage, would you say?
Well, we've got a hefty supply of torches and lanterns, if you like. But,
I could cast light on something when we get in there if that would be helpful for... You don't have that.
You can do whatever the bloody hell you want to
oh,
do.
Oh, you've got the head torch.
Mm-hmm.
Can you find?
Yeah, I've got dark vision.
You've got dark vision clue.
We hard boys, not soft boys.
I'm used to seeing in the deep.
Oh yeah, oceany dark.
Yeah.
Right, and so...
Dark and wet.
So he,
Dark and wet.
he goes over to the cabinet and takes out a decanter. This is like an industrial decanter. And it's made of iron. There's thick rivets all around it. And he takes off the cap, and a quick burst of flames just comes out the ladder. And he takes a glass, pours it to himself, closes it, and then necks it. And then you just see him sort of like. Oh, that's the spirit!
Man, maybe it goes hard.
That's a good way to get iron in your diet, though.
And then he...
Was that
he,
a Gravendale 12?
He did like 4D12 poison damage. No.
Acid.
Acid damage. He lets out a mighty belch and some smoke comes out.
Oh.
And you... You
remind me of my mother.
We should get some of that later.
We shouldn't.
And he paused like, you lot aren't old enough to drink, are you? You might need some of this going to... Actually, no, that's terrible idea. I can't get the intern's drink. I'm already on warning.
I think we're all 25,
we're all...
right?
I'm like 80.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe just a little shot.
He gets four glasses, smaller glasses. Smaller glasses than the one he's just necked, and then pours you a measure each. Do you all go for it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Roll
me a constitution check.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, good. Excellent.
Natural 20.
Not 20. Duty fucking shuts this through the eye.
No, she doesn't.
Five.
Five. Okay. Okay.
Five, guys.
That is our beat.
Let's make a note of this.
11.
No!
What did you roll?
11.
Okay.
I'm just like, oh, that was a little spicy. That's got some kick in it.
We're just standing there trying not to
vomit.
Like,
what do you think of that? It's my homebrew dwarvish fire whiskey.
Fire's right. Whiskey's right.
I liked it. But I am resistant to fire damage. Mm.
Very good, very good.
Fun fact about me.
For the next... hour, anyone who rolled under a 10 gets a disadvantage on constitution saving throws and a disadvantage on perception checks.
Oh no.
You have to
lay on hands on your stomach.
I thought about it, or your wounds.
Did I handle it?
Just. Like, you swallowed it and you're like...
Seems like
smoke coming out of my nose. It's fine, I promise.
Juki fucking bohannons it.
My tail twitches like otherwise fine.
So Sostrick says, Right then gang, follow me. And he scurries out of the office. You follow him to this grand ancient entrance to a crypt. It's got a giant A-frame over the top of it, and carved into the A-frame there are skulls and bones, and there's a representation along the top of it of six ancient illithid type.
Illithid are a species of, like, in D&D, they have tentacles, and they're also called mind flayers. They do a lot of psychic damage, and they enslave, like, in the Underdark, they enslave whole races to do their bidding. Yep.
Yeah.
Also, there's, like, it's hinted that they're actually aliens, like, extraterrestrial, and came to the Forgotten Realms long ago.
Okay.
That's just some D&D lore.
D&D
facts.
So if there's ever anything which you think Judy wouldn't know, which I know just from reading wikis, let me know and I'll roll for it. See if I know it.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you can unleash your wisdom.
Yeah, if I can.
I think it's never mind.
Well, actually, in the Wizards of the Coast video series, where Chris Perkins discusses Mordekainen's Tome of Foes.
So you scurry and you see six illithid type things in there, and they're all focusing around this sort of like orb type thing in the carving.
Is the orb a horse?
I knew you were gonna say that.
Orb is horse.
Orb is horse. It is not a horse. It is in fact an orb. he shows you round to the entrance of the cave, the crypt, and he said, if you have any light sources, now would be a good time to use them. We've got some torches if you need, but anything stronger than that would probably help.
I tie on my bullseye lantern, which lasts for 6 hours, and I have an extra flask of it, which gives me the equivalency of dark vision.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. You get dark vision naturally anyway, so you're fine. The two of you
have dark vision
as well. Excellent. So you're all seeing plenty good.
Is there a funky effect to dark vision?
Sorry?
Is there a funky effect in our eyes when we switch to dark
vision? It's black and white in the player's handbook, it says.
Yeah.
I mean, visibly for our eyes.
Oh. Yeah, we're like... like green, like night vision lenses.
So you guys start walking through. He leads you through what is pretty much labyrinthine tunnels. You see along the walls of the crypt sort of like makeshift tomb levels. So there's lots of bodies and skeletons and whatnot as you're walking down. You walk past caverns where there are people excavating, and you see these big sort of carts. Getting filled with like a mix of slag and you've got more robust bases getting filled with some gems that are just coming straight right out of the rock. You're going towards the cavern that he's leading you to. You see that there are a couple of tunnels that have some pretty heavy duty guards guarding them. And some no entry signs.
Heavy duty as opposed to me, normal duty.
Yes, heavy duty signs. They're just wearing thicker skirts.
Thicker horns.
And plate armor. you hear sounds of activity coming from these tunnels themselves, and some faint glows of torchlight in the distance. But Sostrek's moving too quickly for you to sort of stop and take a look. He leads you to the mouth of what appears to be quite a large cavern. There's a pool of water, a quite large sort of like underground lake.
I nudge Sharon.
in this, and it is pitch black. You hear no lapping. The water is still. It's like glass. Sostrek turns to me and says, "This is the cave where we've been having some problems. There's been some pretty nasty things coming, nasty sounds coming out of here, and some of our expeditioners have been chased out of here by what they can only describe as sort of screeching, gibbering things, and it's not very nice."
Were they coming from this lake, from this water?
I just thinking, I could, if we're not trying to stealth it, I could say something to the lake in Aquan. In case it's anything primordial.
Lake. Fuck off.
Don't try nothing. Spooky.
One of us could try Infernal as well in case it's some hellish thing. Okay, give it a go, Jaren.
I just suppose speak a formal greeting, like, "Hello, we mean you no harm in Aquan." Just above the lake, and I suppose I stick my head in and shout underwater, call it underwater as well.
Just like on your hands and knees, just in there.
This is, you can tell that this is some of the most impure water You come out and there's like a thin layer of scum left over on your face.
That was gross.
Because you can breathe underwater. Think of it like sort of like musty air equivalent of water. And after you say that, it takes a few seconds, but some black bubbles boil up for a split second in the middle of this underground lake.
Oh dear.
So just to sort of paint the picture, the cavern you're in, there's sort of like a gravel beach that you're on.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of crescents round the sides of this cavern for about 100 meters in total. You can see on the other side there's sort of like natural stone platforms with a tunnel that goes through that you can tell has probably been carved by what was once an underground river. There are some ancient fittings to hold torches and whatnot, so you can tell that this was used way, way, way back in history. So this is sort of like a circular cavern and this black pool of water in the middle.
Jen, did you hear a reply?
Did I hear a reply?
No.
No, it was nothing, just the bubbles.
Any idea what the bubbling is?
None, just...
Well,
bubbles.
It's...
Well, there's something there, it could just be a bit of air escaping.
Who's the strongest? It's Saffron, right? You're the strongest one here.
Oh, God.
Well, I was just going to say throw one of these rocks from the gravel beach, like, as far as you can to see if anything, like, jumps out the water.
I was going to say, can I use my divine sense to help me? I can detect celestial fiend or undead within 60 feet and detect hollow or desecrated land. So I can just, like, tell if that's what it is. I think that's how divine sense works. It also says that I... Yeah. Yeah. So
okay.
Can I do that? So I'm going to say, like, I present my holy symbol, even though that's not necessarily a part of it, which is a symbol of a cat that I keep around my neck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to be like, is thou who controls this land and potentially living in this lake... Who art thou? What art thou?
So,
I don't know what I'm doing.
Further towards the the other side of the cave, you see water bubbling again, and out of it, in the distance, you see something you can't quite make out.
Uh-huh.
Roll a perception check, all of you.
That's 11. Also,
eight.
But can I tell if it's
no,
is it celestial
seven.
Fiend
no.
Undead?
13.
Or is the land desecrated or hollow?
Wow.
Is that is something that I do tell in my sense?
You can't pick up anything like religiously evil or undead. It's not an undead. You can tell that there's something wrong with the land around
okay.
it, though.
So even though this is a crypt, it's not like. Any religious connotations had has faded away.
Any religious connotations that it did have.
I'm going to say there's something wrong with this place. If it's supposed to be a safe resting place, it's no longer safe for those who pass there. Something's wrong here.
Well, at least that means that there's probably none of the spooky tentacle dudes we saw carving of.
Oh, but what if there are?
As you are discussing this, you hear this. Inhuman shriek, and this sort of this sort of gibbering, and what was standing on the platform on the other side of the cavern launched itself into the water.
I thought that was a statue.
And you see a wake coming towards you, and out of the water springs this nasty. I'm trying to find a picture of it.
Hi.
Minty just like, well, my siblings.
Hello, my siblings in Maliki.
You see this coming straight for you.
That's going to be an eldritch blast from me, friendo.
Have
you seen this thing has an innate swimming speed?
Sorry?
Would you say this thing has an innate swimming speed?
No.
I'd say it's bigger than 8.
Hey! So everyone roll initiative.
17.
21.
15.
Oh,
done. Oh, guys, click up the mark. This is much better than Smokey's.
So, duty is 17?
Yeah.
What was Saffron?
15.
What was Jaren?
21. Nice.
Woo!
What
was Minty?
19.
Nice.
High
roll.
Oh, good. I used all my high rolls on tap. What can I say?
What did you get?
15.
At least I'm not last.
I have a -1 to initiative.
Oh, is that from your dex?
Yep.
Oh,
15's still a pretty good roll as far as...
Disadvantage on stealth checks and -1 to dex.
Ooh.
No sneaky missions for Saffron.
Okay.
Nyet.
So this horrible aberration is about 20 feet away from you.
Splendid.
Sharon, what do you do?
I wish to cast Firebolt.
Okay.
So you hurl a mote of fire at a creature or object within range, 120 feet, make a ranged spell attack against the target. On a hit, the target takes 1d10 fire damage.
Okay.
So, 21 to hit.
Hits.
5 damage.
Okay. Anything else, or is that you?
I think that's me for the moment, because I don't have any extra actions yet.
Okay. So that is Jaren. That's Minty next.
What the fuck do I do?
Whatever you fucking want.
I've got guns, but I also have daggers of venom. But do you need to be up close?
You can throw a dagger, but you might lose it.
Okay, yeah. No.
It might end up in the
lock time.
Flint lock time, okay.
Don't get those wet.
So, roll a ranged attack.
D20.
D20. Plus your dex and proficiency. Ooh. Mm.
11?
It hits.
Hey!
Oh!
This thing does not have armor, it seems.
Squishy and big.
It's just like this massive goop.
And then you roll a d10 plus your dex.
Either one of those.
Plus
dex.
6.
Okay. Then it is... It's duty.
Yes, I'm going to do Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
So straight just like, bzzzt out of my fingers.
Okay.
Also, I love this that it's just like a row of like, bzzz, bzzz, bzzz.
Yeah, this thing jumped out of the war, we were all like, nah, fuck this.
Nope! Niet! Floor doesn't count unless it's 20.
Do you wish you'd taken the floor?
Was that worse?
7, 8, 9.
Just hits.
Oh! That was so close to missing. I was so disappointed. Where's my d10? That's a d10, right? Doesn't have a 12 on it.
Yeah, that's...
8 points of damage. I'm going to keep my spell slots for a little while.
This is making me nervous how much, like, minusing your... Yeah.
Still
looking
okay.
Ah, well, that ain't one round ain't going to do it. We got a few healing spells. He can take a hit.
Next is Saffron.
Okay. I'm going to cast Command, which is Wisdom Saving.
Okay.
Cool.
And I can give a one-word command. And I'm going to pull up all of my might. And I'm going to say, freeze!
Okay.
I said,
what do I have to beat on wisdom saving?
13. Is it my spell
That's
save?
That's my spell save is 13.
My spell save is 13.
Yes, it is your spell save.
Mine is 12.
Does
13.
It...
Damn it!
Would it get advantage since we're already attacking it as well? Certain spells like that, it's sometimes...
No, I'm going to say no.
Okay, cool. Well, it's saved anyway.
This thing has literally no intelligence. Cool. It's got minus 4 to intelligence.
It is a fine of good.
Okay, so it is this boy's turn. So he is going to...
I miss Gropius's AC, I feel exposed.
I feel like
wait,
it's
before
my
I...
AC,
my turn is over now. Right?
For
what are you
going
to?
What's yours?
13.
I'm nice, just 13. Trying to get used to things. Never mind. I need to double check something. Where'd she go?
They need to roll that or higher to hit you.
Okay, so this creature, which is a gibbering mouther.
He looks so horny for it.
Glaswegian?
Rude.
So, he is going to spit a massive chemical glob duty.
Bring it on, come on!
You must succeed on a DC 13 dex saving throw.
That's a natural one.
That's a natural one. So this glob of like chemical acid splashes in your face and explodes with a blinding light. You are blinded until the end of the mouther's next turn.
Get!
Blinded
by the slime.
Yeah, so next, is that everything I can do? And he's going to roll a d6. Yes. Okay, so that is the end of the mouther's turn. Next it is Jan.
I'm going to move forward and give it a good old stab at the right.
Okay, so... as you step into range of the gibbering mouther, the ground starts to feel dough-like, and you start to get bogged down in like a big slimy sort of mass. It's kind of mixed with the gravel on the beach, and you are now in difficult terrain. At the beginning of your next turn, you have to succeed on a DC 10 saving throw.
Right.
But for now, you're fine.
Okay.
You're enjoying this.
I was just seeing if I had anything to help with that. This is only underwater stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that is probably not going to hit. That would be... Man, that's good. 6.
Misses.
Yeah.
You try and take a swing, and like it's so slimy that your trident like slides off the side without getting any purchase.
Well, that was fun.
Jesus. Is that everything? So next thing is Minty.
Do I have any cool spells?
You don't have any. Oh, you have. As a tiefling, you have thaumaturgy,
yes.
Which produces a harmless phenomena. Oh, and you also get hellish rebuke, so when you take damage, you can hit them with the spice of hellfire.
Okay.
In revenge.
It's
a bit of spice.
So, do I have any loading time? No.
No.
No, you're reloaded.
Yeah, I'm guns. Going for the eyes.
Are you going to use one or both of them?
Both.
That's on the second one, you don't get to add proficiency.
Yes.
That's like offhand fighting.
Okay.
So you roll one, adding dex and proficiency, then the second one you
with
add.
Just dex.
Just dex.
Okay, that's
good. So roll me 2d20s.
4. 6. Right, so what do I do?
Add your dex and proficiency to one of them.
Both of them would be 8.
Oh, yeah, okay. Both 8.
Both 8. No, they both miss.
And you can see!
So that's Minty's turn done. It's duty next.
Agonize out. Hit the deck and just fire agonizing blast in the direction I think it is.
Okay. Roll me a d20 with
disadvantage. Okay.
Is that you fucking hit us?
I'll heal. I'll heal anyone I hit. That's a natural 20 and a 19.
19, okay.
Which is,
19
plus, 5, so that's 24.
That's super hits.
It hasn't moved since its last turn, right?
No,
so
it hasn't.
I could, like, maybe, like, that explains it a little bit.
We should blindfold you more often.
Don't try it.
It's plus... I get to add charisma for 5, 6, 7 points of damage.
7, okay.
Chipping away. Jeez. Chipping away.
Still looking okay.
Once I get my vision back, I'm going to try a higher level spell.
Next it is Saffron.
I'm just going to try and hit it with my flail.
Do you want to the damage as well?
Is that a melee weapon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're going to get to range in it?
To the damage of the spell.
Are you sure about that?
No.
Or does that just depend on the spell? It'll say, like, whatever.
And I took a special invocation as a warlock that lets me add my charisma to the spell damage.
Got you.
Nope, gonna hit it with my gun. I'm not gonna shoot it with my gun.
I'm gonna shoot it is what I'm gonna do.
That's a 14 plus. I forget how to do this. Is that melee? No, that's plus dex. So minus 1. That's 13.
So 13. Yeah, it still hits, fortunately.
Okay, so I'm going to add to it. No, these has to be with a melee strike. Damn it! I'm sorry, I was going to do that!
A divine pistol shot would have been amazing.
Oh, that's such a shame.
Can I
you're just gonna have to like pistol smite them.
It's like wings off
pistol whip them with a smite on
it. It just arcs up to the present one.
4 minus 1 is 3.
3
damage.
Aww.
But as a bonus action, I'm going to cast Vow of the Enmity. Which is, I can utter a vow of enmity against...
Enmity?
Enmity. Again, what does that mean?
Like, they don't like it, like enemy.
Oh, cool.
Same.
Against a creature you can see within 10 feet of you. Is it within 10 feet of me?
He's 20 feet away.
Fuck you.
You can jog 10 foot, then cast it.
That's gonna put me in difficult terrain. Fuck it. I'll go in difficult terrain for this.
I'm coming in!
You gain advantage on attack rolls against the creature for 1 minute.
Okay, cool. So it is the gibbering Mother's turn. It is going to take a bite.
It's going to do a bite.
Against Jaren.
Oh no.
So, no, it's 21.
Oof. Oh, well, that hits.
Oofta doofta.
Both of you guys need to talk louder.
Me?
Just to catch... Yeah, just for the recording device.
Okay, right. I'm doing my best. So yeah, it's 21 to hit, and then I do...
I don't like the number of dice.
I'll heal you.
We got this.
That is 16 damage.
Oh! Where are you at?
I'm at 10 HP.
Okay, that's fine.
That's fine.
He is. You also need to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. 20 on that.
Okay. So you realize that after its bite, it leaves some sort of that acid spittle on you, but it doesn't affect you, and you also need to. You also need to make a DC 10 strength saving throw. So yeah, D20.
20. Again,
okay.
Not that.
So you
plus 4 to strength saved.
So that's fine. You can move half your normal moving distance. But you're not.
But this thing bit me, so I'm presuming it's close enough to hit.
Yeah.
Is that back to?
Just giving you all your information.
I appreciate it.
So that then is Jaren to return.
Cool.
I can see again now, right?
You can, yes.
Yeah, I finally like get it out of my eyes. I'm like, that stings so bad.
Really gonna try and hit this thing.
Okay.
So it's plus strength for that 13.
Hits.
Cool. Why was I only got that one? Where's my D8?
Oh god, they take the birds!
That will be a 9 damage.
Okay.
And I'm going to use my second wind.
Yes, you've got battle music.
I can, yeah.
This is second wind theme.
D10 plus fire level 4 HP regain.
Okay, how much have you got back now?
That's 6 HP back.
Cool.
I'll give you a little juice as well on my turn. Bonus action.
Do you have
I just take a deep
answer?
Breath.
As a bright lock, I've got a pool of D6 where as a bonus action I can roll a D6 and add that to someone within 60 feet of me.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful. I like it. Okay, so is that everything that you're doing, Jaren? If that's the case,
yep.
Then it's Minnie to go next.
I'm just gonna stick with my guns.
Stick to your guns.
Can I get a little booch in here?
Just a 20. So is this just 20?
Just so I have some big alcoholic drink at all time.
Doing a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So again, roll 2d20 and then add your dex and your proficiency to 1.
That first one was 10.
That's a good booch.
Oh, that hit, though. Does that matter? 7?
Well, you get your plus 2 to that.
9 and 10.
They both hit.
Man, this thing is just a sponge for our little level 3 hits.
And then what do I do?
Did you just shot the
roll
2d10?
Yeah.
And then, it's got a lot of caffeine in.
That's
okay, left.
Thank you all for another one.
Thank you.
Well, yeah,
it's
fair.
It's
a 10 for this one.
10 and 7.
It probably tastes good with orange juice, actually.
I was thinking it would taste good with a...
Oh, yeah, 10 out of 10 I've done that.
No, that's the 100
yeah.
to 10.
Yeah.
10 and 7.
Because we'll get
some
more.
Yeah, you can't roll 0.
No, no, that's what I was going to 10 and 7.
Okay, so that's 17 in total to
yeah.
damage.
Yes.
Wait, you add your dex to one of those? Or
I
both?
Think we already did that.
You add it to hit and then you add it to damage too, right?
No, it's just 1d.
Okay.
It's just because of projectile.
Okay, I see.
So this thing is struggling.
Minty closed her eyes for that shot.
Okay.
It works.
Okay, let's not trust this too much.
Out of the commotion, you see... Everyone roll me a perception check.
Where is it?
It should be in the door.
Fuck.
The fridge.
That's six.
Remember, okay, so Jaren is with disadvantage anyway, so that doesn't matter.
I'm just like in amongst the slime.
17.
16 plus... What, 17.
Okay, so, yes please. So, you're 17, you're 1. What were you?
17.
7. So, as you guys are finishing off your attacks, Minty and Saffron, you see more bubbles in the lake.
Heads up, guys!
Damn it, I went into gnome voice again.
Bring it on, come on!
I'm not sure how many bites I can take, guys.
Get out of there!
Well, thank you. And out of the water comes another gibbering mouth.
Ha!
Oh. So as it's just arrived, it's not going to factor into this round of turns, but it has rolled a 19. So it'll go at the same time as me.
Okay.
Right.
Am I done now?
Are you done?
I think so. I haven't taken any damage yet, so...
Okay. Mm.
That's really nice.
Mm. Okay, that is delicious. Is that my turn now?
That is Duty's turn.
Okay, the new one that just came, I'm going to try to hit it with Guiding Bolt.
Okay.
Is Sostrick still here? Or is he just fucked off?
He's
solidly
he
fucked bolted, off. Yeah.
He bolted as soon as they arrived.
That's
perfect.
Eight.
Does not hit.
No.
So this guiding bolt zooms past the second gibbering mouther and just like fizzles.
It's one of my two spell slots. I scream shit and I put another hand towards Jaren and I'm going to spend one of my healing light dice and channel the power of my best friend. A unicorn, and to heal you for 1 point of damage.
Thanks, friend.
This is a weak round for duty.
specifically like, completely unfamiliar with the magic, so I think that's a really good job. I'm just like super pleased about this.
For sheer willpower alone, I healed you for 1 point. It's better than nothing, I guess.
So, Saffron.
He hits me for another 16, okay. It means I stay standing now.
So, I'm going to cast Bane on both of them, which, because I can do up to three, and, up to three creatures is a charisma saving throw.
Okay, yeah.
And
what do I have to beat?
13.
Oh, super fails.
Fucking yeah! They have to subtract 1d4 from all of their rolls.
Which one is this? Is this one?
Both of them.
For both of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's up to three creatures.
So minus 1d4 for each of the rolls. Or just minus 4?
Minus 1d4.
Minus 1d4.
One more spell slot.
Same.
Okay. Is that you?
How are people doing on health?
I'm on 17.
So you're feeling pretty good?
I think I'm pretty good.
How much did it take last time?
It took 16 of me.
So I'm going to like stumble forward and lay hands for 5 on you.
Wizard, thank you.
So the Murther, the one you've already been fighting, when you've damaged, is going to
drink a health potion.
It just pulls out the satchel out of its folds like, and it's going to take a bite at Saffron.
Try, you bitch.
So that is 4.
That Bane's a good spell.
Yeah, so that's 17 to hit.
Aww.
No!
That just hits.
It just hits. Okay, so then it is... Is it just attack rolls that I take minus 1d4 on?
I have written down, must attract 1d4 from rolls. I will check what exactly that means.
Okay.
But if I just didn't specify enough on my spell card...
Did the dwarf we were with just scurry back up when it appears?
As soon as that, oh bloody hell, I'm not taking this!
Attack rolls and saving rolls.
Attack rolls and saving rolls, okay.
So just roll a d8 and subtract another roll.
You take 18 damage.
Okay.
So subtract d8s rather than d4s.
Okay. What level is that?
First level.
Get it, hit me, bitch. It's okay.
Do you want me to reroll?
No, it's fine.
Okay, so you take 18 damage, and I would like you to make a...
5. Okay.
I would like you to make a dex saving throw as well, please.
15.
So this bite leaves some acid smear on you, but it leaves you unaffected. It's just very unpleasant.
Oh boy.
Next it is. Oh, also you need to make a dex saving throw again for the tough terrain. Oh no, you did that already, didn't you?
No.
No, strength saving throw. Sorry.
Nat 20, baby.
Oh, title.
Do you need to do that every turn, or? Now that we've passed every
It is every creature that starts in that area.
Okay.
It says D4 in the book.
Oh, I would trust the book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Jaren, it is your turn.
How are these things positioned with each other?
So the one that you're with is, I'm going to say that so this is the first one. This is the cave entrance. This is the beetle. This is the first one. This is Jaren and Saffron here, and then you've got Minty and Duty there at the still the entrance to the cave.
And the second one's in the other.
The second one's this big circle here.
So they're not 15. They're not 15 in a 15-foot cube, perchance.
So they're about 25 feet apart.
Fuck. Okay, never mind. I'll take a swing at the
dragon. You're literally just like, mayhaps they're in a line, and Dave's like, no.
I
scoot around to the other side of this creatures by the cliff? Yes.
He allowed it. He allowed it.
He did.
I'm gonna take a good old stab at the dragon.
Okay.
Good old stab.
Just strength though, that isn't it?
Proficiency as well, because you're
seven.
Misses.
Okay, I'm gonna action search and go again.
Okay.
Heckin', yeah.
12.
That hits. So I always love it when an action surge is worth it.
Yeah. That is 9 damage.
9 damage. Okay, so the first mother is fucked up. Like, death's door.
Stop killing it.
Okay.
That's me.
After Jaren, it is Minty.
The thing.
I'm going to try to finish off the
dying
one.
Please do.
So, what do I do? 2D.
So 6 feet, that's going to hit.
That'll be an unnatural 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. 30, 20. That'll hit as well.
What is that,
12?
Yeah, they both hit.
Nice. Right.
So, yeah. So 2d10. D8, sorry. D10? D10.
Is it D10?
She's been rolling D10 all along, so it better be.
Go with D10.
6 and a 9.
It's just one D10 for yourself.
It'll be 8 and 10. Flip it up.
I'm sorry.
That's, yeah, 6 and there are 9.
That's a 6. No,
that's a 6. It's a D100, so that's 60 rather than...
Okay.
Same size. 2 sixes. But
yeah.
Would I add dex to one?
Dex to one, dex and proficiency to the other, is that right?
No, you don't add
not
proficiency
damage.
To the damage.
Is damage just like straight?
The damage is just straight because these are projectiles.
Is it 12?
12.
So. Proficiency bonus though?
You don't have proficiency. I did think you added dex though.
You do add dex. If it's the same as shortbow, which I thought was
all it says here is just 1d10 here. So.
I trust it. I trust it. I trust it.
No.
It just means that I wouldn't have had to subtract one to my other one, which I did.
Oh, right, okay.
Because I have negative 1 dex. So it's just unfortunate for me.
It does for damage. It does for roll to damage.
Yeah. Right. But not on the damage one.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I'm just fucking up the rolls.
This
all
is
over.
Apparently a debated issue online. This is debated. There is no clear ruling in the community.
We follow the DM.
DM rules. No. Okay, so with that amount of damage, how do you want to do it?
Yes!
What do you mean?
Just describe it.
Describe
it cinematically. What does it look like?
Oh no.
Pull
from your video game knowledge. All the badass anything you've ever seen.
Can't you even reload a flintlock?
It takes about a minute.
You do like a Bohannon, like walking towards it as you load when it's like trying to attack as well.
Minty's cape is swooshing as she strides forward. Looks dead in eye. One, pow! And then the other one, pow!
Nice.
Power into a dab.
Or is it, do you just dab and shoot, like...
And then she does her classic little shoot, puts her tail up and goes...
Nice. So you do this, like, on fleek, like, stylish as fuck shooting... Both of the musket balls hit this mother in the eye. The eyes explode, and it just loses all form. This gunky mess just explodes everywhere. There's teeth flying it, and there's just like goo all over Jaren and Saffron because they're in the blast radius.
Oh my god!
I hate this water.
Next, it is the second mouther. Who is going to spit acid at Saffron. You need to make a Dex saving throw. Ooh. It's not an attack.
So I should have done that as well.
9.
Nope. So you're blinded until the end of its next turn.
Okay.
I need to do the throw for the terrain.
No, because it died.
Oh, right. Oh, is the terrain from the thing?
Yeah.
You're not standing on the mushy mushy no more.
God, that thing must be big. Under there.
So next it is Diute's turn.
Diute. So there's one still fresh.
There's one still fresh.
I'm gonna fucking guiding bolt it.
Okay.
Because we can't take too many hits from this thing. Natural one.
So this guiding bolt, it's like it's got an unexpected recoil and it causes you to accidentally hit yourself in the face.
Ah, my eyes!
That's all my spells.
My poor eyes.
No. Here's, you're still hurt, aren't you, Saffron?
Does that mean we're just really good at seeing your face?
It's okay. I'm gonna lay hands on myself.
That's okay. I'll spend one as well.
Exactly.
I'll be like, fuck, and then I. That's a healing beam. 3 points.
Thanks.
Hey.
Next, it is Saffron.
First things first, I'm going to lay hands on myself.
Quickly tuck yourself.
Bring myself up to 18. I now have no more lay on hands, though, for the day. I am blind, so I'm
It works
going
good for me. I haven't hit anything since I got my vision back.
Abjure the enemy, because this doesn't require me really to see them, which means that I present my holy symbol, and I say something, and it makes them frightened for a minute.
What do you say?
I say, fuck you, gross! So blobby and disgusting. I'm not good at words. This is why I'm not a bard. I don't know why I rolled. I don't need to roll.
Do I need to make any kind of
wisdom
save?
Saving throw?
Wisdom. It's not wise. 15.
You don't subtract anything?
Oh shit, so I do. I get 13.
Haha!
You win. Okay.
So,
what are the effects of being afraid, though?
Frightened means you run in the opposite direction, right? Or it drops down to zero.
It
or
runs away from
you. You run away.
Okay, so it moves 10
and
feet
take
away.
A disadvantage.
It can't. It needs to spend its action getting as far away from you as it can.
Okay. So,
and it makes a saving throw each turn to try and overcome its fear.
I need to work on coming up with insults.
Please
help me later.
Cause you're here, he's gonna move further along the beach, 10 feet that way.
That's his movement.
That's full movement.
Okay.
That's good though, because we can just cheese it whilst it's running. I mean, by cheese it, I mean like chip away at it, not cheese it as in run, which is what that actually means.
I mean, if I hit it with a ray of frost, it gets the speed reduced by 10 feet. It can fit it in place, basically.
Okay, is that everything that's happened going to do, yeah?
Or we could just attack it.
The ray of frost does damage as well.
Oh, okay.
That happens on its turn.
Okay, so that is the Mother's turn now, so that is... So
okay,
that's it.
Okay.
So, as of now, it's moved away, it goes... And, like squelches 10 feet away from you.
Cool.
Squelches.
So next it is Minty.
Minty's
got 19. Oh no, Jaren. Yeah, sorry, it's Jaren. Jaren's 21.
Okay.
My mistake.
That's why I was so confused.
Ben was just like, no, that's right, that's right.
I was confused.
I'm gonna cast Ray of Frost on it.
Okay.
Frosty tips. Make this thing look like Guy Fieri.
Fucking really hits.
So on hit, it takes 1d8 cold damage. So it's 5 cold damage, and its speed is reduced by 10 feet until the start of my next turn.
Okay, so this thing is pinned.
That's an illustration of a poison dagger.
And as far as style, this is being bolted out of the end of the trident.
You
nice.
Still hold it. Nice.
There's a wispy white string.
Oh, that's his hand there, holding it.
Right.
Okay, Minty.
Okay, so he's frozen now?
He's frozen. Okay. He cannot move at all.
It's poison time.
Poison time. Hey.
So can I move in, like, melee range?
You can. You'll have to make a saving throw to decide whether or not you get stuck
okay.
at zero move for the next turn.
How do I do that?
So you need to make a DC 10 strength saving throw. So roll a d20 and you have to be 10.
Okay.
Nine. Okay, so you're stuck right next to this thing as well.
Fuck. I tried.
But you can still attack.
Yeah, you can still attack.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's fine. I just can't run away back again.
Correct.
So, daggers of venom. How much do I owe?
So you're using your daggers, yeah? Your poison daggers. Just roll me a d20.
Okay. For light bow.
Just to hit oh, in general. Right.
Yeah, cool.
Three. That does not.
Do I add anything to that? No.
You roll your dex for a dagger, because that's a.
It's dex and proficiency.
Yeah.
It's just five.
Your proficiency is 2.
Oh, yeah, 7.
And what's your dex?
No, that's already been added, so 3 digits.
7.
Ooh. 7. Yeah, just misses.
Damn it!
So that's Minty's turn done. The Mouther doesn't get a turn this round because it's used all its turn to move. So next it is Duty.
Finally! In the league! I'm just going to try an agonizing blast it now. It's okay. The best thing I've got. But I'm just going to, like, kind of slowly walk towards it a bit, like, just trying to get a better aim. That's a 10 plus 5, 15. Definitely. Oh, you and I was using one of the juicy spells. 5 points of damage.
5 points of damage.
Getting there. Take some damage. Better than the last 2 turns. Does anyone need healing?
Yes. Still. Oh wait, no, I'm actually pretty okay.
Are you
okay? Save it.
Okay.
I'm probably good for now. I'm at 22.
I'm at 18, I'm fine.
We're also quite far away, isn't it?
My turn?
Yes.
You done?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to...
So you can see now again.
Yes, I can.
What a treat.
And
it
so
doesn't
I'm
help.
Going to run at it. All of these things, like, Smite takes a spell slot, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's got a spell card and it's not a cantrip and it takes a spell slot.
Bummer. Okay, I'm going to just try and shoot it with my gun.
Gun?
What kind of gun do you have?
I have, like, a cute little finger gun that you, like, you know, the one that Doreen has. I was watching it and I was like, that's
yes!
my gun.
Like a stub revolver.
Which is... 11, 12, 13, 14.
Yeah, hits.
And that's a D10. That's nothing. Wait, but I don't add dex?
You don't add dex.
1!
So like, this bullet goes, like, plopping into the gooey flesh of this Mouther, and he's like... it's not hurt, it's just annoying.
It's like it's swallowed a fly.
Yeah. Isn't it cool if you do like a spitball like through a straw? Just like
so after Saffron it is back to Jared.
Cool. How's this thing looking?
It's looking fine.
She fine.
I'm gonna quickly go pee.
Okay.
I've been trying to hold it in until this battle's finished, but...
A good chromatic orbit.
Pause in it.
Should I pause it?
No, I just wondered. Yeah, whatever. You can leave it.
We can edit it out in post.
Exactly.
Yeah. Have him to go deeper into the cave after a short rest. I get my spell slots back after a short rest.
Yeah,
I do as well.
I do. Just
if I get to trance. Depends how short the rest is, but...
Oh, 4 hours is pretty long. Nah, short rest is like 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, not that then.
It's just long enough to sit down and have a sandwich.
But I haven't used any of my spell slots yet, anyway.
Don't be
anti-absolutist.
You don't have any spell slots, so you don't need to worry about it. That's just one person out of spells.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I mean, it's fine.
I've just been on cantrips, so I was contemplating chromatic orbing this thing for the next week, because that could be like 3d8.
Well, until I get a sandwich, I can't do any more big spells.
Ben, your voice doesn't even show up on this when you talk.
Project, my boy!
I will project, yeah.
Speak from your chest.
Much better.
Like this. Like this.
Why am I such a softly spoken boy?
That was Lexi when she was. We thought that maybe Mia's going deaf, and so I'm like, Mia! And then Lexi's like,
Mia!
It's because you lose your higher register
Mia. Spirit. My sweet baby girl.
Did she respond to that?
No.
No, not even a little
bit. She doesn't
bit.
Respond to anything.
That's why you need to go off and then she chirps it.
She, actually, like, she quite often comes over to me if I do this. Because I'd be like, Mia, Mia, and she doesn't care, and she'll look over, I'll be like, she thinks I'm holding cheese or something. Or smoked mackerel.
Some cheesy bites.
I gave her a little bit of smoked mackerel just once when I got it last time.
I miss Mia. I miss you guys too, but I miss Mia.
I know.
Are you
she was super cuddly yesterday.
Are you going to, do you want to be who looks after her while Chris and I are in the States?
That would help me a lot.
Because I'll be in Dundee.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's good, and she knows you already.
Yeah.
So
like,
nice.
Would I go
it's
over?
Tough to not do the duty voice.
It,
no, we probably. I don't think I can keep that flat. So.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah, unless you find another flatmate.
Yeah. Well, also then I would need to get enough money to pay rent whilst I'm away.
Yeah.
Which I don't. If I don't have someone sharing it, anyway.
What I was going to say is. If you wanted to, it's October, like, if you wanted to, you and Jonathan could even just share the flat for a bit.
Are we keeping, oh god, I don't know what to do with that. Do you want to keep that flat?
I wouldn't mind keeping that flat, I do like that flat.
Orbs. Which again, point to the trident. That is a 12 to hit.
Yep, hits the heart.
So this will be... Do we have any idea what this thing might be weak to? Because I can choose what damage type it is.
Soap.
Soap damage.
Is this a safety, technically?
No. So that's the pan that the flint strikes off and to create the spark. And the pan on the bottom would hold the gunpowder, and the spark would fall on that, and that's how it fires.
It's amazing things fired at all.
Yeah.
I'll keep it as cold damage.
Okay, cold damage, sure.
So it'll be 3d8. 5. Does that mean 14 cold damage.
Does not like that at all.
Does cold damage freeze them, or...?
That kind of damage. Like, it's not got freezing as an added effect, but it's that kind of damage.
Yeah. But
he's what?
I suppose.
It's a large 4-inch diameter ball.
Okay, so after Jaren, it is me and T.
So he's like unfrozen now, and I.
Yeah, he can move again.
I have to roll at the beginning of its turn to see whether it runs away again now.
Okay. Sorry, I'm having too much fun with this. I'm imagining how you would quickly, and I guess that's like why you would use your whole hand, is like you can get both of them at the same time.
I'm going for daggers again.
Sure. You're in range, so that's cool.
So what is that? Sorry, I keep...
Roll your d20 and add your dex and proficiency to it.
Just one.
Yeah. Get 6.
Fucking.
Your index bonus.
Yeah. That's a 6.
Does not hit.
Fuck me.
Just this, just like the outer layer of slime is too thick for these daggers to get through at the moment. So then is the mouther who is going to roll a save. 16.
That saves.
So it is going to take a bite at Minty.
Oh no!
Because she's just getting scratched.
I'm not
scratched
ready to
by,
be eaten!
So it's going to take a bite attack. So it's...
What do you think that much?
17. 17
against AC, that
hits.
Okay. Yeah, it hits.
It hits.
Okay.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, God.
20
damage.
Ooh.
Oh,
I'm dead.
What? So you're unconscious.
So I'm just lying.
Okay, so, Minty is K.O.
Oh, Jesus, okay.
That was a really lucky roll.
Oh, man.
I got 2 fives and a 6 on that roll.
Brutal. Oh, my God. Minty!
Oh, this is bad.
What can I cast?
You're unconscious. You need to roll now when it's your turn again.
Okay.
You'll roll a d20.
Don't worry, I have forgotten.
And if you get, it's a race between which can you get first: 3 above 10 or 3 below 10. And if it's 3 below 10 first, you're dead permanently. And otherwise, you stabilize. But I'll heal you next turn. I'll get you up.
Okay.
It's not a fun feeling, is it? Okay.
I don't have anything anymore. I'm sorry. I had to save myself.
I've got 2 more healing lights.
Okay.
Guys.
Cool. Okay, so...
That's why I was like, don't save me. I can save
that
this.
Is the Mother finish their turn. Next, it is Jaren.
Do I have to turn after Minty?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you do.
And,
well.
Like,
yeah. And so does... Yeah. So does everyone.
Ugh. This is the new Mother, not old Mother.
Next.
Okay. First things first, I'm going to use my bonus action to healing light. I think about my friend the unicorn, and I'm like, come on, help me, help Minty. And that's it. You come up, I'm like, get up! And give you 3 points of health.
Okay.
And so you're like, out of the mud, like, ugh.
Yeah, Minty's kind of fucked up.
And then I'll agonize Eldritch Blast. This one, that's 11 plus stuff to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
It hits.
11 plus stuff.
And then that's 13 damage.
Poof!
Max damage.
Wow, that knocks heavy amount off.
Take a chunk.
Okay, you think. Actually, I'm not sure if it knocked
like,
you unconscious.
So this isn't looking fucked up, but it's looking, down.
Uh-huh.
We're not going back, but like I forgot that I had Hellish Rebuke. Does that like?
Oh no,
because if I'm KO'd, like I can't do it.
If
you can't do it, if you're KO'd,
can I do it
next
turn or no?
If
no.
You can do it when you get hit.
If you're still standing
then
after you get hit, then it's fine.
Okay, I'm sure left you unconscious for a little bit.
Fuck. Because now I'm just a fucking time bomb.
Oh no!
You have to kill.
Well,
this
it had to be on my turn. I didn't want to risk too many. Because if she gets. If you get hit when you're already down, that's automatic
that's true,
fails.
Yeah.
And if they crit, that's 2 fails.
Yeah.
So,
that's a good point.
Better safe than sorry. I don't have to roll a new character this quickly.
Yes.
So
that is snappy.
Nice.
The gun hasn't been doing too hot, so I'm gonna flail it.
Okay.
Try and whack it across its head. That does hit.
Okay. Okay. Jaren, what dost thou?
How is this thing looking?
Just gonna say pretty good.
It's not looking awesome. It's looking hurt, but it's fine.
Would there be space enough for me to move in between the monster and Minty?
Yeah, I'll say yes.
I'm going to move in between the monster and Minty.
Okay.
And then stab it with my dragon.
Okay. Roll to hit.
16,
that's super hit.
Super.
For 6 damage.
Okay. After Jaren, it is Minty. Minty, what do you want?
Minty is cowering behind her, but she very slowly and shakily loves her.
So, how much ammo did you start off with the golden battle? Because I think you've used 7 shots so far.
You had 25.
Okay, so that's fine. You're fine for bullets.
Shit. Okay.
So, you're just going to use 1 pistol or are you going to use both?
I feel like I may as well use... I don't know if I understand the mechanics properly.
You are good at fighting with one. which is why you get to add proficiency and your dex bonus to it. Mm-hmm. But then you're not good at fighting with two, which is why you don't get that proficiency to the second
one. But you
one.
Still potentially can do more damage with two?
Yeah, because you get two shots. Yeah. Okay. But there's not as much chance hitting. You're using your bonus action, which you can use for other stuff as well. So it's not like it's for free. Like, I'm using my bonus action to heal you guys.
Yeah, it's like, okay. I use my bonus action for taking a deep breath.
So you get an action, you get a bonus action, which can be anything, like, anything from, like, moving or doing...
Trying to use an item to swap weapons.
Yeah.
So like in that case, I've moved to
or like flip off
the way.
An enemy. You don't like.
Can I move back then?
Yeah, yeah. Like, so you'll need to roll a DC 10 strength because of the terrain that you're on. So if you roll a D20 and see if you get above 10. Okay.
So like 14.
Yeah, so that hits. So you can move. You move half your normal distance. What's your speed? I imagine it'll probably be 30.
If it's not there, your speed would be same as
what's GT's speed? Speed?
GT 30 feet.
30. So yeah, you can move 15 feet away.
Okay. 15 feet. Fucking backwards.
Okay. Cool.
Jogging backwards.
And then, so you're gonna use that as your bonus action?
Yeah,
attack.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
So
you can bonus action dash as well if you want to get further away.
But that would use your full turn. That would be a full action.
Oh.
Can you not bonus? Oh, that's only rogues. Rogues can bonus action dash.
Can they?
That's one of their class feats, is they can disengage and dash as a bonus action.
Okay, cool.
So then can I still attack?
So
you can attack with one.
You can move your full distance then 30 feet.
Sorry.
And then you can
attack. So I'm like out of range attack. And they're just a 20 for...
Yeah, 20 plus dex plus proficiency.
Jesus, man. 22, baby!
Yeah, that definitely hits.
I was about to cry. I was so attached to it.
I feel like if that crit failed, it would have hit me.
Actually, yeah, please roll with disadvantage because there are people in back.
Okay.
Because there are people in between you and the monster.
It's a trick shot.
Roll again
and we'll use the lower spell.
Oh, no.
It's not, like, peeking around.
From 30 feet away?
So I need to...
So you dashed first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to confirm, as a rogue, you get your cunning action ability at second level, which allows you to perform certain actions as bonus actions,
cool.
One of which is dash.
Okay. So, yeah, roll your d20 again. With and add everything on as well.
Yeah. So roll again, you take the lower of the two.
Okay.
20.
Okay, that's fine, that's okay. So roll your damage, so 1d10.
Please.
Please.
Damage?
Please. Three
damage.
Just skips past Jaren's ear. He can hear the
Jaren's
long ears.
It goes past like
the echoing
like,
in
like
the cave.
The pointy bit flutters a little bit in the breeze.
But I don't even flinch because I trust me.
Uh-huh. Is that wise?
A bold move.
I'm not saying I do have a minus one to wisdom.
Okay. So after Minty, it is the Mother, and he's going to roll to attack Jaren.
Please, I only have 50. One more healing light
to
dice.
To react with my shield.
So is that just another?
Does
one?
It hit though?
Not when after I've cast shield, because that's as a reaction, and it adds plus 5 to my AC, so it won't hit.
Okay, fine. So he takes a bite at you. You raise your shield, and like its jaws kind of close around the shield.
Wait, it's a spell shield, right? Yeah. He has a spell called shield, which is a reaction.
Yeah, that's a spell.
Spell shield.
An actual physical shield.
Yeah,
so it tries.
So it tries. And like there's this sort of spectral shield appears above you, and it's like...
I love it. Cool spell. What is it? What kind of shield does it look like?
You know the wards in Skyrim? I'm gonna go like that.
Yes.
I don't know.
So it's just like glowing blue.
Yeah, it's like it's glowing blue, sort of fluttery around the edges.
Ooh.
Cool.
Cool. So next, that is Duty's turn.
Duty's turn. Okay, I'm just going to agonizing blast. Not agonizing blast. What's it called? Eldritch blast.
Eldritch blast.
I do not hit. That is a 7 to hit.
just this. So you cast this Eldritch Blast, and like the sonic boom as it travels through the air sort of like causes some of the flab and like goop to like ripple as it passes, but it does not hit.
I am nauseated. Does anyone urgently need my last blast of healing?
You're only
a
three, aren't you?
I'm pretty dead.
Okay, unicorn, let's go. Oh, there's five more for you. And I'm all tanked out for healing. No one get hurt again.
Okay, so now it is Sephiroth.
I'm going to run and try and hit with my flail again.
Okay. Super hits.
Please. Six damage.
It's looking a bit fucked up, guys.
Finally.
So like last lacerations and like the flabby goop on the outside and there's like ooh starting to spill out.
Ew.
Gross.
Next it is Jared.
So another hit with the trident.
Okay.
21.
Therefore hits.
Oh. Good rolls.
10 damage.
Whoa! Ooh. This thing is fucked up. This is like, it's starting to like gobble and screech.
You can do it, Minty.
Put your back into it.
Don't put your back into it, Minty. Put your legs into it.
You can do it, put your legs into it. You can do it, put your tail into it.
I'm just sure I can play through it. Strong stance!
So you... next today's Minty roll me. What are you going to do? You're going to attack it?
Yeah, one hand.
One hand. Okay, roll with disadvantage. Because it's in combat with Jaren and...
Wait, so doesn't that mean... That's not disadvantage for a rogue. That means she gets sneak attack damage.
Yeah, that means she adds a d6.
But she's 30 feet away. Still... Gives her a ranged attack.
What's the range on a pistol?
No idea.
Range is 30 feet.
Okay, just jog a few feet in to do it. Like, you can use your movement in chunks.
Okay, yeah. So can I just go a smidgen closer?
Just, like, do a roll. Like, roll in. Fire with sneak attack damage. Roll out.
David, you look
puzzled. It is, yeah, 30 are disadvantage up to 90 feet. But if you just jog back within 30 feet... Because how far away are you from it?
30 feet, yeah.
Yeah, just take one step forward. Use one foot of your movement.
Minty slightly lunges.
Ach!
Are you just checking stuff? I don't want to do anything that's like not allowed.
I'm just not sure how sneak attack works. Is it just...
Sneak attack just means that you aren't engaged with them. I was looking this up for TAP.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if somebody else is engaged in battle with... the creature, then you are technically sneaking on it.
Okay.
And
then if you've, like, successfully hit as well, like...
You add the 1d6 of damage.
Yeah. Which will go up to more d6s. Minty levels up.
Okay. Okay.
Do you accept this?
That's a load.
I accept it. I accept it.
I must use a finesse or ranged weapon.
Okay.
Okay, so
you can't sneak up on them with a battle axe.
What do you add to all that then?
It'll be 1d6 on top of the damage.
Yeah.
1d6 on top of the damage. So what damage did you roll?
It hasn't rolled to attack yet.
Oh right, okay.
I haven't done anything yet. 10
plus
14.
Yeah.
That 10 hits.
Sorry, 14.
Okay, so roll your normal damage but also a d6 for sneak attack. Which is just a little on top. That's a d4. D6 is just like a normal, non-nerd dice.
They're Adam.
Your dex. To the normal. Wait, no, we're not. No. Yeah, it's just that.
10.
10.
10.
You end this thing.
You killed both of them!
And then Minty just absolutely cripples onto the floor.
Solid work on the second one.
Minty, a beaten, broken mess, finishes the second goblin gibbering mouther of the day and just collapses on the shale beach. Combat is
it's
over.
Solid work with the trident.
Well done. Well done, Aaron. I saw
guys,
you.
Guys, that went really well. I'm really proud of us.
That's my
good job.
I'm just like.
I do like a little cheerleader, like, good job, guys.
Can I just ask that you effectively shape water to just like throw the slime off of me and Saffron?
Yeah, that's true.
My healing.
You get even dirtier because the water is manky as fuck.
My...
It's not just like pulling it off, just like.
My healing gland is sore.
Healing gland?
Okay,
that's
so...
the figure of speech.
So you've got these like goopy messes of remains of these gibbering mouthers left on the beaches. You hear like gentle footsteps behind you in the cave. Is it safe to come out yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
So. Oh, thank you very much. So after defeating those, you get 900 XP.
Wow.
Ooh.
So what level are we at?
So you guys, after your next rest, which is coming up, you will be leveling up to level 4.
Yeah, buddy!
Sastrix says, well, that about ties that up then. Top notch, we did really well on that. Good job, everyone. Great teamwork.
Yeah, we
did great.
All you needed was a guiding hand and a bit of supervision just to make sure you didn't die.
Mm-hmm. Whatever you say.
Yep.
Brilliant. Time for some tea and crumpets then, or shall I say some whiskey and beef?
I can murder a cup of tea.
What is this tea nonsense you're talking about? Is it some sort of like a elven thing?
Oh yeah, we take sometimes it's seaweed leaves if you want a more savory one, but like, yeah. You get some nice leaves and stick them in water for a bit.
Sounds a bit odd.
It's lovely.
You just like compress seaweed. Like,
but where does the alcohol come from?
Yes, does it come with booze?
In some styles, yeah.
Not in Jaren's.
I think they sell it in Waterdeep somewhere.
In Waterdeep boozy tea.
No, that's locked in Dad's closet.
Yeah. So he takes you back upstairs, and you're all looking a bit bedraggled, a bit battle beaten, and Sostrix says, "See this, folks? These people defeated the scurry of thingies. Oh, what were they actually? I didn't get a proper look at them.
Blobs with teeth.
They were." Would I know what they were, or can I roll Arcana?
You can roll a check, like an investigation check on what you were fighting.
Investigation, you say?
Yes.
Like, is that int? That's int, right?
Can we all do it?
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Nine.
Nothing.
Susan, the investigator.
17.
So this thing was called a gibbering mouth. There, so he says, "What were they? What actually were those things? They're proper minging."
Proper minging.
I think they're called gibbering mouthers.
Oh bloody hell! I've heard of those. My gran used to tell us about them to scare us into going to bed on time.
Pretty scary.
Maybe not quite the same, but okay.
Okay, sounds terrifying.
So he takes you up to the surface, and as you go out, you know, people start murmuring and whispering, and sort of you get a few pats on the back as you're going out, and you go up to the cabin, and you get a seat, and he pulls out some more whiskey. And says, you game, folks?
Yes.
Oh, lucky dogs.
Damn it, wrong character again.
Is that Arcadian coming out?
So you get your glasses and you do a few shots because you've got a long rest coming up. I'm not going to make you take any constitution.
I want to do it out of curiosity. Oh. Doesn't count. Wasn't a 20.
Not 20 this time.
Not 20. Jaren has developed a taste for this now.
I got 12.
19.
Which 19, like drink
12. Everyone's 15? Fine. Everyone's 15.
Everyone is hunky dory. You're loving this shit. You feel like you've earned this. you've got some you've got a bit of resistance to it now.
That's good. Means you'll probably pass unconscious.
Yeah. I'm like, well,
yeah, Jeff Jaren fucking tanks this, and you see his eyes glow a little bit brighter shade of gold.
Get used to this.
Oh, see, much God, better no. than that tea nonsense you were telling me about.
I'll come back to you on that one.
I'm
not having another character who's fucking addicted to tea.
You guys.
Playing L5R in a different group, and the character's like thing to relax is the tea ceremonies, and then in Dark Heresy as well, it's a cyborg with an addiction to tea.
Yeah, so you're sitting in the offices. Right, so I've got some good news and some bad news for you. The bad news is you're going to have to wait a little bit for your shipment to become ready. But the good news is that our facilities are very much at your disposal. You can have a mill around. They're currently putting together an inventory for you to check off, young Saffron. They're just sort of putting everything together. Unfortunately, I have absolutely nothing to do with putting together the shipment. I just oversee the digging. That's all taken care of in the actual tunnels, which are out of bounds at the moment. The shipment that you're taking is being overseen by Keviana Moonlash, and she knows exactly what's going on. So
is Miss Keviana going to be here on site?
She is not. No. Yes, make yourselves comfortable in the camp. There's plenty of food and water on offer. You can get washed up and maybe have a chat with some of the lasses and lads, and you know, we'll reconvene in the morning and
get a shower.
there is a waterfall somewhere over in that direction that the people have been using.
They have barrels of hot water like Regnar Lothbrok washes it?
We try and make it hot, but the best we can do is lukewarm.
I'll go for the waterfall. Quite
the
cold water.
I like bring up fire from the thaumaturgy cantrip. It's like, okay, we can do this. Yeah. Minty, you and me. Flame in each hand.
In a fucking basin of water and their little bubbles.
Just underwater heating it with the funnel torch you can.
So, because you arrived at the camp sort of mid-afternoon, the fight took up a bit of time. We'll say this is evening. It's kind of supper time. Work's coming to a finish. Some of the workers on site, most of the people that you see are not active diggers. You don't really know where the active diggers are staying, but the people who are topside in the tents and in the campsite with all the sleeping arrangements are, you know, they're mostly sort of scientific and whatnot folk. So you spend your long rest sort of chilling out, recuperating, get some food from the canteen. There's like a goat stew on offer. Or there's like a potato pancakes with like an onion gravy or something.
Oh, nice. Any fish?
No fish.
I tentatively try some of the goat stew. This is unusual for Jared. It's a very fishy place. This
strange situation. Feelings about eating goats because they also have horns and a tail.
I have the potato pancakes. Potatoes are like the fish of the ground.
That beautiful little tiefling poem.
My grandmother once told me.
Potatoes.
I'm just questioning everything I knew about potatoes.
The evening goes pretty much without any incident. The only thing you really hear is Sostret getting a bit too drunk in his cabin.
And you just hear
him roaring like, "I'm good enough to be clued in. Bloody good enough. I'm more than just a foreman. I'm very talented." And he's just sort of screaming at himself in the in his cabin, which is kind of disturbing for you guys, but you managed to get a full night's sleep.
Cool.
I want to pray before I go to bed. I'm going to like climb up onto a roof or somewhere. Mm-hmm. There's a bit of space. And recount about to my friend about mm-hmm. what's happened. I was like, thank you for the healing powers it was really useful, and my friend went unconscious. And just look up at the moon.
Is there any flavor you guys want to add to your long list?
Definitely cleaning the gunk off the trident.
And you're maybe going to stitch up your trousers?
Stitch up the trousers.
See how long that lasts.
Yeah, I also do some yoga. Are there any cats in this camp?
Roll me a perception check.
Roll for cats.
Three. Wait, no, plus one.
That's four. How many cats there are.
You think you see a dog, but nothing. but nothing feline.
Okay, I wander the camp looking for cats, and just kind of continue to meditate on the person who I am, and if I'm happy with that, and if Bastet would be as well.
Do we have beds?
You get shown to some fairly comfy looking like dorm tents. They've got, like, everyone's kind of in the same boat. There's no sort of like special treatment here apart from Sostrick, who's got like a camp bed in his cabin. But yeah, there's nothing pretty flash around here. It's a temporary camp.
And Minty is just in a tent, like completely like starfish. Her tail is covering her eyes.
Can't believe I died. She's just dead.
Nice.
This class is pretty intense.
okay. Shall we take a short break here?
Yeah.